For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Podcast Help Desk, number 55, for July 18th, 2015. And yes, I am a day late.
The Podcast Help Desk is where we go deep into the technology of podcasting, help you with the problems you may run into, and when we have a chance, review new gadgets, services, and solutions for podcasters. The Podcast Help Desk is now part of the Modern Life Network. Check out more great shows over at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Podcast Help Desk is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Check out more family-friendly shows at techpodcasts.com. You can always find the full show notes for each episode at podcasthelpdesk.com. Now, on with the show.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike, and this is Podcast Help Desk number 55. Sorry, running a little late this week. I've got a house full of company, a lot of family in town, and some of the kids involved are very loud, and my studio is not separate from my house, so couldn't really find a good quiet time to record. But hey, we're going to get her done now. The kids and everybody has gone to the beach, so it's just me and the Beagle here in the studio today, and the Beagle is snoring softly in the background, but you probably won't hear him. And today's show, I'm going to have a little mix of the new and a little mix of the old. We're going to talk a lot about iTunes. And to lead it off, we got a thing that probably some of you have noticed. And I think I might have mentioned it. Maybe not. It's been 2 weeks since I've done a podcast here. So it might have happened between the last time I podcasted and this time. But what has happened is there's a glitch at Apple. Oh my gosh, no, you can't have glitches at Apple. But yes, there is a glitch at Apple, and specifically the iTunes desktop software. That's iTunes for Windows and iTunes for Macintosh. And when you go to the iTunes store and click on podcasts and you're browsing through the podcast, you'll notice that all of the podcasts only show 20 episodes. Now, at first, we thought that that might be some change in how iTunes operates, but they assure us that it is not, that it is some sort of glitch, probably related to the iTunes Music rollout, and maybe not. And like I said, I don't remember whether I talked about this last time or not, but I kind of doubt it. But I don't know, and at this point, I'm just trying to get this recorded so that it won't be noisy when I'm trying to record, so sorry about that. It's a typical summer thing up here in northern Michigan, a touristy town, and sometimes the tourists stay here because they're family. And that's great. Great to see family and all that. But it does definitely put a kink in the podcast studio time that I can put in. But back to the story. The problem with iTunes is being worked on, and Apple assures us that that isn't the case, that they're just switching it up. One thing that you should also know is it does not affect the podcasts app on iOS, and it does not affect the search. So if you have your 300 episodes or so in iTunes, they are all searchable. It's just the podcast listing that is affected. So all your podcasts that you have in your feed are searchable on iTunes, just not viewable in the listing, just the first 20. So now I'm going to play a segment from episode number 9, back when I called it the Podcasting Tech Coach. So if you hear references to that, just ignore that and put Podcast Help Desk in its place. But it's all about iTunes. What iTunes is, what iTunes isn't. And this segment was from November of 2013. Talking about iTunes. And what is iTunes really? iTunes is an application that people have on their Macintosh and Windows PCs. And it's also a store where Apple sells you music, movies, TV shows, apps for your iThingies. For our purposes, it's one of the main ways. It sounds like I'm reading, doesn't it? For our purposes, it's one of the main ways people still use and find and listen to podcasts. It's not the only way. It's not even the most used way anymore. Other apps have come along. Apple even has their own podcast app. Stitcher Radio, which kind of works different than a podcatcher. We'll get into that in future episodes. But there's lots of iOS and Android apps that people use to download podcasts. Of course, there's just the simple go to the web page and hit the play button. But iTunes is a pretty important place to be. And one thing I want you to be sure to understand about iTunes. It is not a place to, quote, upload my podcast, unquote. It's not a feed. It doesn't generate a feed. There is no such thing as an iTunes feed. I repeat, there is no such thing as an iTunes feed. Say that over and over and over again. I don't know how many clients email me and say, I uploaded my podcast to my iTunes feed. No, you didn't. You do not upload anything to iTunes. And there is no such thing as an iTunes feed. There is an iTunes compatible feed. And that's what, you know, our goal is, to make our feeds iTunes compatible, because iTunes compatible is podcast compatible. You know, there are some standards or some tags that go in there, and you know, that's what you know, we strive for. And in past episodes, which are over a year old but still relevant, you actually go through how to set up your feed to be iTunes compatible. But that is not an iTunes feed. The little thing they send you in the mail when you, or in the email, when you get your podcast approved to be on the Apple iTunes podcast store, I guess it'd be just the iTunes store podcasting section. But anyway, that little URL that they give you is your iTunes listing URL. And the little numbers at the end are, you know, what you use to identify your podcast listing versus somebody else's podcast listing. And it's a very important number, and you should keep that email. But for podcasting, iTunes works, you know, like a podcatcher. There's two parts to it. First part is your show's listing, which I explained. It's kind of like a web page inside the iTunes store. And in fact, they have a web page for every show. Also, that's the little link they send you. And this is good for SEO, and the listing web page for your show looks just like the listing page inside the store. That's kind of the same thing. And really, when one updates, the other updates. And your show will be listed in iTunes after you've submitted your feed to iTunes and they've approved it. And to get to this point, you have to have at least one episode in your feed already. And you must have your media hosted on a server that'll deliver your media properly. And I could go into all the geeky stuff about how that is work, you know, how that works with a server. Suffice it to say, you got to have a decent media hosting account, or at least a really good web hosting account. So we'll go into depth on media hosting on another show. But you must tell them whether or not your show has explicit content in it. That's another very important one. They will not approve a show that has no explicit tag, and they listen to it and the F-bomb is every three words. They will list the F-bomb podcast if you tell them, but you have to tell them. So when you set up your feed, make sure that if you're going to cuss on your podcast, set this explicit tag. Now, you know, the occasional slip of a four-letter word in your podcast is probably not going to get you kicked off of iTunes, and there's probably no reason to throw the explicit tag in there. But you know, if you're going to do it on a somewhat regular basis, make sure you tag your feed explicit. It doesn't hurt you any in getting people to listen to it. I mean, I guess there may be a few people that won't, but you know, if you do cuss, you might as well let everybody know. So once you're approved, you'll get your iTunes listing. And make sure you save that link that they give you. You know, that's to the web page version of it. They'll also be in the store, and very similar looking page, as I said. And the other part of iTunes for podcasting is the iTunes app for Windows and Mac. I'm not talking about the iOS podcast app. That's also important, but it's different than the listing part. The iTunes application that runs on a computer is the other half of it. And the hardest thing for people to understand is what is listed in your iTunes listing isn't necessarily the same as what people will get in their app. What do I mean by that? So if you upload, say I upload this episode today at noon, and then go to iTunes to my listing, either the store or the listing webpage, it might show the episode I put out 8 months ago as the most recent, not the one that I just uploaded. This is because the iTunes app and the podcast iOS app, for that matter, are directly subscribed to your feed, not to your listing. And your listing is also tied to your feed, but the confusing part is Apple updates your listing at a much slower rate than the iTunes application running on everybody's local computer or phone. You know, that checks the feed, you know, every hour or every few hours or whatever they've got it set to, where the iTunes store listing might check it every 3 days. So it could sit there for 3 days without your latest episode being listed on iTunes. But everybody that has subscribed to your podcast will have gotten your new episode. So that's the part I wanted to get at. You know, don't panic if you upload your episode, your latest, greatest episode, and iTunes, your listing in iTunes doesn't show it. Go to your iTunes application on your phone or on your iTunes, the podcast application, or to your iTunes program on your computer and, you know, see if it came in there. And 9 times out of 10, it will. That is, unless you use something like FeedBurner, where you got to wait for it to update before iTunes will update. And that's a whole other can of worms I've gone into in the past and will probably rant about in the future as well. So let's, just basically in a nutshell, the iTunes application on your computer is just basically a podcatcher. The iTunes store listing is just a listing of what's in your feed as it was the last time Apple updated its listing by hitting your feed. Now, iTunes is very important to most podcast producers. It's not the be-all, end-all, but it's worth knowing how it works, and it's worth having your show listed there. One of the, you know, today, in fact, I had a client that had just that problem. His feed had stopped updating for some reason, or went down for some reason long enough to where Apple took all his episodes off the listing. Well, we got his feed going, and instantly, you know, all his episodes showed back up if you subscribe to it. But his iTunes listing, his store listing, is still showing empty. You know, that's not great, but at least all his subscribers will have gotten the new content. And, you know, all is well, at least with the new listener, or with the existing listeners. And when I say listeners, by the way, and this is going to go forever, and I'll probably say this disclaimer enough times, but when I say listeners, I also mean viewers for video podcasts. That's a whole other subject. Maybe I'll do an editorial podcast about the new media space, and how video podcasting is of limited value compared to, say, a good YouTube channel. But it's, like I said, a whole nother bag of worms. But when I say listeners, that also counts for video podcasting and viewers. So that's iTunes in a nutshell. If you have any questions, feel free to email me. And again, that was from 2013 in November, from episode number 9 of this podcast, which is still available online. I had a couple other things I wanted to talk about today. I had somebody at work, through Blueberry and tech support, ask me about Stitcher links, whether or not we were going to include Stitcher links in PowerPress. And I had to ask, why would you want to do that? Because if you got somebody at your website, which in my opinion, and opinions vary, and if you have a different one, please feel free to send in some feedback or drop me an email or whatever and give me your opinion. But in my opinion, once you've got somebody at your website, why would you want to send them off to some other website? Other than for subscribing purposes. And subscribing on Stitcher, this is all fine and dandy, but I think it's better to subscribe to the RSS feed directly through Android apps or iPhone apps or iTunes or whatever other podcatcher of choice you might use. And I don't know, Stitcher's kind of a different platform, just like SoundCloud. I wouldn't want a SoundCloud link on my website. I might put their player there if I'm using their player for some reason. But I don't want to send them to SoundCloud. I don't want to send them to Stitcher. I don't want to send them to Spreaker. I don't want to send them to, another platform when they're already on the platform that you're on. Now, like I said, with subscribe links, it's a different sort of thing. And there is no direct click here, one click subscribe on Stitcher, because if you're on the website, it's not going to open Stitcher. I mean, there might be some technology at some point that allows that, and then maybe that might be okay. I'm just saying that that's not what I would want to do at this point. But, your mileage may vary, and PowerPress might very well put a Stitcher link in there at some time. I'm not in control of that, so it is what it is. And for my Blueberry tip of the week is, all I'm going to say is watch Blueberry over the next couple of weeks to, especially right around the time of the podcast movement, as we've got some pretty exciting announcements for products, and I think it's going to be useful to a lot of people. So just keep watch over there. There's interesting things a-coming, and sorry for the mic squeak there. I had to reposition the microphone a little bit. Two things of interest also is on July 14th, here a few days ago, was the 20th anniversary of the MP3. In 1995, there was a email that circulated around the Fraunhofer Institute for Integrated Circuits, and they came up with the MPEG encoding layer 3, the MP3. And still, Fraunhofer puts out the best MP3 encoder found in Adobe Audition and in iTunes software, ironically, since we've been talking about iTunes today. One of the better ways of encoding an MP3 if you've recorded in something else and you're not recording directly to MP3, which you really shouldn't. You should record to WAV or AIFF. is the iTunes software. You just drag your WAV file into iTunes and right-click and say Make MP3. If it comes up says Make AAC or whatever, you need to go into your import settings and change it to MP3. But once you do that, it's a really good encode using the Fraunhofer. So happy birthday, MP3. That's pretty much what made at least the production side of podcasting happen. Of course, RSS made the rest of it happen, thanks to Dave Weiner and Adam Curry. And one bit of personal announcement. As I was digging through some of my old episodes of podcasts, trying to figure out what I need to do to archive these things, because they're all sitting here on a couple of hard drives and, of course, in Carbonite, so they, you know, they're safely online, but I want to more permanently archive them. I ran across my old Geek of the North stuff, and I listened to a couple of them, and I decided, you know what, I really enjoyed doing that show. So with that in mind, yes, I'm committing to yet another podcast, although this one will be probably bi-weekly or so, you know. But what keeps podcasting fun for me is doing the different things. You know, I love talking about podcasting, and I'll continue to talk about podcasting. But sometimes I like to talk about other tech-related stuff. Now, the Geek of the North is not, and I repeat, not a normal tech show. The Geek of the North show talks about things that the normal tech shows don't normally talk about, such as aviation, ham radio, broadcast technology, farm technology. You know, I have a few stories about trucks and stuff. If you look in my archives there, there's even a story about, automated garbage trucks or something like that. And I got to listen to some more of those just to remember what all I was covering, but basically, you know, I'll still talk about the occasional cell phone or the iOS or the Android or whatever. But for the most part, it's going to be some of the, edges of technology, stuff that you know, doesn't get a lot of coverage elsewhere. So yeah, you might enjoy it. And of course, it's in my same style. So it'll be sort of laid back and maybe a bit disorganized, but if you like this show, you'll probably like that show. So go check it out, geekofthenorth.com. And I just uploaded episode 49. Yeah, I decided to not start over. And I actually uploaded all of them again. They were offline for a year and a half. But I uploaded a little 10-minute episode that I threw up there announcing the relaunch. So episode 50 will come out here in the next week or two. I'm not nailing down a schedule because my schedule is a little bit scrambled at the moment, but there will be new episodes coming up, so I hope you'll join me over there. And if you want to support this show and the others, you can always use my promo code over at Blueberry if you need hosting or stats or whatever else is coming. You can use my promo code helpdesk, and that'll get you a free month, and it will get me accolades from my coworkers. And another way you can support the shows, if you need web hosting, I've got a new deal with Dreamhost. If you click the banner over there, you get I think it's 20% off. I don't know, there's some sort of deal. Click the banner on the website over at podcasthelpdesk.com. And it gives me a little commission and saves you some money on website hosting. And finally, the rest of the sidebar there. There's other ways of supporting me if you shop at Amazon. And by the way, that Amazon Prime Day thing was kind of a flop in my estimation. But hey, they tried, and hopefully they'll learn from the negative feedback and improve. But if you're going to buy something over at Amazon and you want to throw me a bone, click on that Amazon banner over there at podcasthelpdesk.com, then go do your shopping and I'll get a little commission on that, and it won't cost you any more. It shows your support for what I'm attempting to do here. I appreciate everybody's time. I don't want to waste any more of it, so we're going to call this a podcast. Have a great week, and I will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Podcast Help Desk. If you would like Mike to answer your question on the show, email podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or better yet, record a voice message at podcasthelpdesk.com. See you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.